Praise the Lord and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who is very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious family of God, everyone, and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And it's always a blessing for the broadcast and the daily bread, as it's good food for the soul and very much needed. Good, edifying, encouraging preaching, Brother Rice. Just keep on preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord, as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. And bless all the saints everywhere in Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, servants of the Most High God. Hallelujah. A crown of righteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day of grace, another opportunity to represent you. We are your witnesses, ambassadors, ones you've called out of the world, called into the marvelous light. We are the true worshipers. We would worship you this hour. I would speak as the oracles of God. I would minister as you give the ability in the spirit and manner you would have me to. We would arm ourselves and go forth to the battle even now. In Jesus' name, amen. A crown of righteousness, a crown of righteousness. I love it. Paul talks about it in 2 Timothy. We'll get to it. He said, there's one laid up for me. Let me start at the beginning. Y'all want to hear it? Lord, help us to hear what the Spirit said. It says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. That's the fight of faith. I've finished my course. That's the course of faith. I have kept the faith. That's how you finish your course. At the end of it, you've kept the faith. What fight do you think you're in? Okay. When you finish your course, you'll have to have the faith. All along the way, the devil's trying to move you away from your faith. That's what we do. The opposition is to move us away from the faith. Or cause us to move away from the faith. That's what we do. Now, we can act like fools and act like something else is going on, but that's what's going on. The adversary would move us away from the faith so that we won't be saved. Now, we have faith to be saved. We have to keep it. All right? Thank you, Lord. So, Paul kept his. That's how he finished his course. Many started out, but not many seemed bound to go through. They didn't finish their course. They didn't keep the faith. He said, henceforth, since I've done that, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Imagine, of all the crowns we could have, how about it? We get a crown of righteousness. Righteousness is its own reward. Righteousness belong to God. He's righteous. All of his judgments are righteous altogether. Now, for us, righteousness means that we're justified. Understand? That means there's no nothing that we owe anybody. Except to love. A crown of righteousness. We sing the song, when the battle's over. What's the battle? The fight of faith. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. What's the crown? Crown of righteousness. Which the Lord, the righteous judge. Well, the righteous judge gives us the crown of righteousness. He also make righteous judgments. Every time. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto them also that love his appearing. If we keep the faith, we'll have a crown. If we keep the faith, we'll still be looking for his appearing, loving his appearing. All right? Paul said, now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, saving that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. That's our case too. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Our light affliction, but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. However, Paul said, though I know that the Holy Ghost tell me what's before me, what I must endure, he said, these things don't move me. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. My children never talk to me again. None of these things move me. They despise and reject me and separate from my company. None of these things move me. Hallelujah. We're talking about the portrait of a man that kept the faith. All right. Now this is how we have to look too when our snapshots take. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. None of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. See how that goes together? So he loved not his life unto the death. Lay down his life for the brethren. See? We're talking about the portrait of a man who finished his course, who said without a doubt, with confidence, as a crown of righteousness laid up for me. That's what he said. Yeah, I got a record. Paul said, there's a crown of righteousness. Huh? He said, but not for me only. Well, this is a testimony of a man that's finished his course. We want to have the same confidence. He said, not for me only, but to them also that love his appearing. Hallelujah. Now, by the grace of God, this can be effected in us. Thank you, Lord. Not without great effort, though. I mean, salvation is such that only God can do it. Otherwise, it would be impossible. You see what I'm saying? So we should esteem it. We can't get it anywhere else. No, you can't. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other name. Well, there's none other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. On Christ, the solid rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So as I've said before, and I'll say again, this is what motivates us, looking for the coming of Jesus. Well, that's what motivates me. And the other part is, I need to make ready. It works together, looking for him to come and then go fishing and, go hang out with the kinfolk. That's contradictory. And I told you what happened to me when I heard Brother Stair's voice. It searched me. And every day I learn more and more how to let the word search me. You can't do it in denial. It'll search you, but it won't do you any good. It'll find it out and you'll say, uh-uh. See? But the word, it searches you anyway. But we need to agree with, what the search has found. See? All manner of concupiscences. Oh, yeah, that's what it found. Waywardness. Backsliding. Slowfulness. Amen. Thank you, Lord. But I didn't say like some. Well, yeah, I heard Brother Stair's voice, man, and he was saying everything that I believe. And I was walking in all that he was talking. And maybe I need to gird up my loin and go down and help him out. That's not what happened with me. Some, it happened that way. How do you know? Because I've been running this race. And not for edification. The things that we've seen, the things that we've heard, the things that we've experienced. what happened to me is I let it search me. That's what I do when I read the scriptures. You know, if the scriptures say, if any man come after me and forsake not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. Only way I can get any use out of that is let it search me. That mean receive it by faith. Otherwise, I'm just wasting time, like most people are. You know, the requirement for being Christ's disciple is the same. No matter, the Baptists read it, the apostolics read it, you read it. So you see what peril we're in? Huh? We're disciples of Jesus Christ as much as we forsake all to follow him. Right? We can argue with the truth all we want to. Huh? But what happened to me, it searched me. Of course, I know how to harden to the word, too. You know, I told you after I learned about Jesus, I avoided him, you know, as much as I thought I could. But he always had his eye on me. See what I mean? But I didn't actively seek him. No, I did just the opposite. I sought my own pleasure, my own will, after knowing. So I know how to let the word search me, and I know how to resist it. So that's the wisdom of God. You know, I know what I'm talking about. Some still call me a liar. You know that. Right? So it is written. You know that. Hallelujah. It's part of the war that we're in. If I would listen to my own self, I'd call me a liar too. So I put him off. I crucify the flesh with the affection and lust. Thank you, Lord. But here's what conclusion I came to. Jesus died to take away my sin. He rose for my justification. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I love the Lord. I'm running for Jesus. I'm not looking for his return. That's how the word found me. See what I'm saying? Well, what does it say now? when this ministry, it searches every day. Are you loving his appearing? You know, you want a crown of righteousness. You know who gets the crown of righteousness? Them that love his appearing. So it still searches me in that matter. Huh? That's why I'm here. I said, no, that's not what I'm doing. We should do that with everything. Forsake all? No, you should let it search, and it'll say, well, you're still holding back here. Or it won't do that? You got it hidden, and the Spirit can't find it? I see. Well, I guess you're just stubborn then, huh? Hey, y'all listening to me? Well, Word of God can't search y'all up? Well, you have somebody else preach it. Y'all listen to the broadcast? Brother Stair preach, or Simon preach, or Rick preach, Dennis preach, y'all, huh? How is it we say the word can't find us? We're in a state of denial, aren't we? Yeah. We can't be saved like that. No, we'll have to agree with God. He's the truth. No other way to be set free. Hallelujah. So this is what helps motivate me. So some point I started trying to get in that situation where I was loving his appearance. It wasn't something that happened spontaneously. It was something that was revealed to me. But it wasn't something that I, you know, came into. Okay, now here I am, I'm looking for Jesus. It was different with you, I know. Hallelujah. And since it was different for you, you forsook all the other stuff. You didn't have time to seek your own, right? Y'all getting quiet. You were just sold out for Jesus. Jesus only. Only Jesus. You kinfolk, get out of my way. You fleshly lust, get out of my way. What Neil won't, get out of my way. Well, this is ongoing. This isn't just a one-time thing. Yeah, we mortify our members. That's why God gave us the Spirit. We can't do that by the flesh. Through the Spirit, we mortify. That means put to death. We make no provision for it. We put to death. We abstain from fleshly lust. They war against the soul. And we're warring a good warfare. They war to move us from the faith. We fight to keep it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. None of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself. If any man seek to save his life, he'll lose it. If any man lose his life for my sake in the gospel, he shall gain. So, Paul said, I don't count my life dear. The life of Christ, yes. I can live with that one. My life, I can't live. Devil's wages, I can't live. Wages of sin, I can't live. All but with this life of Christ, I can live eternally. So that I might finish my course with joy. I like it. Joy is throughout the book. It's fruit of the Spirit. It's fruit of the Spirit. Love. Is full of joy. And peace. And meekness and long suffering and gentleness and temperance and faith. Fruit of the Spirit is love. When you expound upon it, you say love, joy, peace. So you have love and you have joy. And if you finish your course, you'll have to finish it with joy. You won't finish it. Say, oh, no. Another day, I got to look for Jesus. Another day, I got to gather with the saints. Oh, God. I'm still expected to be obedient. Oh, God. You won't finish your course like that. Huh? With joy. I'm running for Jesus. So glad I'm here in Jesus' name. Holly, can nobody do me like Jesus? He's my friend. Pick me up and turn me around. Set my feet on solid ground. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Now, the Lord has given us joy, otherwise we wouldn't have none. Y'all know it? Hallelujah. I'm talking about real joy. Glory, glory. My joy I give you. Right out of the book. Are y'all going to lie on me? You're going to come in with your long face and say it didn't give you no joy? Oh, look at all that I'm going through. Pastor Rice tell lies on me. Yeah, look at all them. I can't have no joy. My joy, I give to you. See what I'm saying? See how I denounce those hidden things? I renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Yeah, God gave you joy. You can look all sorry if you want to, but he said, my peace I give you. Joy I give. Hey! Thank you, Lord. My peace I give you. Yes. Huh? These things I speak unto you that your my joy might be in you and that your joy might be full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, we're still going to have long faces. Well, it's on you. Hallelujah. It's on you. Thank you, Lord. Maybe we should think of the goodness of God and say, Jesus, I'll never forget. We have to work at that, you know. We have an example. We have something specifically written for our example. That we shouldn't do the same thing. They lusted after evil things. God brought them out. Afterwards, he had to destroy them. Hmm? They soon forgot. It was written for our learning, though. Not for us to do the same thing, so that we won't do the same thing. Hallelujah. Their hearts went back to Egypt. You know. We do know about that, don't we, Ann? You know, Ann was here and her heart went back to Egypt, so she went out there and now she's back. Hallelujah. We can't blame it on anybody. Not her daughters. They were minding their own business, doing what they do. Ann was drawn away of her own lust. When we depart from the faith, when we depart from righteousness, don't blame Pastor Rice. He tell lies on me. No, your own lust. I'm going to preach it that way. I know y'all like to blame me. It won't help y'all to blame me. No, it won't. Hallelujah. Say, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord to testify of the gospel of God or the grace of God. You know about the grace of God? Hallelujah. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figure of the truth. Thank you, Lord, but into heaven itself. Now to appear in the presence of God for us. Not yet that he should offer himself often as the high priest entered into the holy place, every year with blood of others. For then must he have often suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. This speaks of Christ. This speaks of Christianity. This speaks of our ministry, sacrifice of himself. Dear Lord, I give myself away. It's all that I can do. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Goes on to say, as it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Crown of righteousness. Not for me only, but to them also that love his appearing. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we're fighting the fight of faith. We should live soberly. How? By faith. Righteously. How? By faith. And godly. By faith. Through the faith of Christ. In this present world, looking for the blessed hope. Oh, what it is, the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's how we run the race. We look unto Jesus. You know, the author and the coming. That's the finish. You know, when he come, when he come, when he come. Hallelujah. Not if he comes, when he comes. Thank you, Lord. The glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Again, who gave himself. Now, we can act stupid all we want. And I keep saying that is because there's so many ways that we say that he didn't give himself. And so many ways that say, well, he gave himself, but I should hold back. I should walk in the flesh. He gave himself. He paid the ultimate price for you. That's what's required of you. It's required of you. It's required of you. It's required of you. Yeah, where's the sacrifice, Isaac said? It's all through the book. Right there. Or over there. Over there. But sometimes we don't act like a sacrifice. We act like victims. Huh? You know that. oh, my God, they want to take my life. No, God wants you to lay it down. Hey, he wants you to lay it down. See? How do you know? He laid his down. Now, I'm going to walk in this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody happy this morning?
Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Everybody want to hear what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yes, thank
you, Jesus. Okay. I'm asking easy questions.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's not hard.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You want the word to search you?
Yes.
You want to be cleansed?
Yes, Lord.
You want to be purified?
Yes.
Want to be made white?
Yes.
You want to rejoice in the Lord? You want to grow in grace? I'll present your body a living sacrifice, holy, holy, acceptable, which is your reasonable service. Thank you, Lord. Well, how should we? Come on, saints. Come on, saints. Thank you, Lord. Present yourself bored of your will. We won't war good warfare. In our own will. Thank you, Lord. Well, what makes a victim a victim? Unwilling. I mean, if they say I'm going to kill you, and you say, okay, then what's the problem? That's what Jesus did, you know. Huh? So he's not a victim. He wasn't a victim. Neither are you a victim. Well, we like to play the victim, though. Hallelujah. Yeah, I have to let the old driver defraud me. I'm a victim. I have to suffer wrong from old driver. I'm a victim. See? Not so. We're missing our calling. We're departing from, we're sacrificed. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. So, like me, you know, Christ is not reluctant to require you to lay your life down. That's how we take it. He really want me to get up and get out from my kinfolk. He really want me to, huh? He set the example. And mostly what happened is people give a mental assent and go do the opposite. You know that's... That's what's natural. So this is the fight we fight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We say somehow I'm not like other men are. So, he gave himself for us. That, oh, help me, Jesus. All the songs we sing about the cross, yeah, that's well, praise God. That's the only way we can be saved. Wasn't for Christ, we would have no fellowship. We would have no way to this God. No way to know of him. No one to receive from him. I don't know why we can still manage to have long faces and be unwilling with all of this. We must be willingly, huh? I mean, if we really think about the situation, then we ought to rejoice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I mean, all has been done to make us true worshipers. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. He gave himself for us, why? That he might redeem us from all iniquity. So we could say, not I, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Purchased people. Called out people. It says after that, zealous of good works. I see. Now, Paul exhorts and commands old Timothy. Thank you, Lord. Or Titus, he said, now these things speak and exhort with all, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. All right. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. Hallelujah. But after that the kindness and love of God appeared. Hallelujah. Toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we are able to be not conformed to the world. We're able to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, by this divine operation of grace. Hallelujah. And we can be renewed in the spirit of the mind. Hallelujah. That means we think differently, you know. Oh, we're kind of slow to move from that. Lean not to our own understanding. Thank you, Lord. In all our ways, acknowledge him. All you have to acknowledge is that he is God. Well, that means you submit to him. Nothing else says he's God. You understand? Except your submission. That's what our iniquity wants. Everybody to bow down. No? Well, let us depart from iniquity. We name the name of Christ. And don't expect us to bow down to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, not by works of righteousness, which he shed upon us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It says that being justified by his grace. Amen. All right. Well, that means made righteous. Well, justification, and it's the same difference. We should be made heirs. Y'all know what heirs are? According to the hope of eternal life. The hope of eternal life and loving his appearing, looking for Jesus, all the same. Hallelujah. Amen. The more you grow in grace, the more you'll see that it's the same. Amen. Hallelujah. That was a sacrifice given for you.
Amen.
And if you believe on him,
right,
you can be saved and inherit all things.
Amen.
Well, what is it that causes to hold back? Unbelief. We're so much in the carnal, and of course in the carnal we can't see anything pertaining to God. No, we can't. Hallelujah. The carnal mind is the enemy of God. Enmity against God. It's contrary. Completely, diametrically opposed. Our minds to do everything to keep your life. Gain a lot of earthly treasures and earthly pleasures. And then when you filled up your cup, go up to the kingdom and live with Jesus. That's what the carnal mind said. Y'all know how I know? Okay. Long as y'all understand, we are without excuse. Well, House Rice, he talking about that stuff he don't know about. Not so. Not so. Not so. Praise the Lord. Yeah, Carl Myers said we're going to seek our own and go astray. And then, you know, when we look at Jerusalem and see that happen, then we're going to square up. That's what Carl Myers said. You know, once the two witnesses are revealed, then we'll square up. See how Carl Myers works? Before I square up, I need some more revelation. Y'all getting revelation this morning. That won't square us up. Loving his appearance. Looking unto Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I understand the folk that are doing this don't think that they're missing the mark. No. No. They maintain that, you know, Jesus is the Savior. Even he's coming again. Even maintain tribulation, great tribulation. But we should just do what we're doing. We shouldn't make ready for him to come. I mean, outside of what we're doing to please ourselves. You know, we have our wives and husbands and children and our careers, and we got that, make that the priority. Leftover stuff we'll give to God if we have any. If we don't, then, well, he's got everything. He don't need what I got. See how the car of mine works? Y'all know how I know. Make sure you understand that. Make sure you understand. Huh? Thank you, Lord. He said, God is so good. Surely he going to have mercy on me. Well, this is the mercy. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. When he said, look here, I'm your ransom. I'm your ransom for all that you've done. And you better believe on me. That's his mercy. Otherwise, we turn the grace of God into lasciviousness. You know, we say, oh, God is good and he's merciful, so I can continue my wickedness and his mercy is going to save me. Well, his mercy is going to turn you away from your wickedness. Absolutely. You have to do that in spite of us. Huh? What a mighty God we serve. Huh? What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. A mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God. We serve a mighty God. The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me go on in Jesus' name. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings. Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me. That cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, have not inquired, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. After God brought them out, stretched out arm and a mighty hand, many miracles and wonders, my God. They said, hey, let's go back to Egypt. Make us a captain. Lord said he was going to save us, but we don't seem to be getting our way out here. We have to listen to that stupid ass Moses. don't he know where he's going? See? I see. Thank you, Lord. For thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. But ye would not. But you say, no, we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall you flee. We will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. Hallelujah. This means that you're trusting in the armor of flesh. It's not a geographical place. It means that you're trusting in the armor of flesh. Hallelujah. I see how wicked Diane is, so I'm going to make these little doodads and these little maneuvers so I can show her how wicked she is. Armor of flesh, carnal, ungodly. Hallelujah. What should we do? Ye that are strong. Praise the Lord. Bear the infirmities of the weak. Pray one for another. Confess your faults one to another. Glory. You know that's one of God's little ones? Well, we aren't going to lie on them, are we? Steal their cheese and joy, are we? I see. Hallelujah. Well, yeah, Pastor Rice, when we move out of the way, that's what we do. We walk contrary. And but for the grace of God. Hallelujah. Well, we won't be saved in continuing therein, though. Or we'll be saved in departing. See, we must depart. We can't keep trusting in the armor of flesh. The armor of flesh will fail you. So when the scriptures talk about trusting in Egypt, going back to Egypt, faith, it's you trusting in the armor of flesh. Which is very common. And therefore will the Lord, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. One put 1,000 to flight, 2 10,000. Come on, let's run this adversary off. At the rebuke of 5 shall you flee till you be left as a beacon up on the top of a mountain and as an ensign on an hill. And therefore will the Lord wait. Why? That he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted. Hey, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Who are they that wait for him? Are those that love his appearing. Those that are looking. And unto them that look for him. Shall he appear the second time? They're waiting on Jesus. He that shall come will come. Hallelujah. Expecting a crown of righteousness, whom the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me. That's how he first said it. He said to me. And he told you his qualifications. Oh, wretched man that I am. Hallelujah. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course with joy. Huh? We ain't going to finish it with, under duress. We have to finish our course with joy. And the ministry that God's put us into. Glory, glory. The ministry of reconciliation. The word of reconciliation he's given us. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom. And it is hidden. And we think, maybe we think if we get off the mark, well, we're here at the Overcomer. You know, the world don't know like I know. I know all the mysteries and all the secrets. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that's deception. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It's hidden, it's hidden, it's hidden. So in pride, it's hidden. Absolutely. And your purposing to do evil, it's hidden. It's hidden in the fact that you're purposing to do evil. Y'all don't understand that? Well, while we're waiting, here we are working the evil and say, well, the truth is not hidden to me. Well, when we do evil. I see. I see. I see. Oh, but we say, well, you know, I'm spiritual. I can work this a little in. Because Pastor Rice, he think he's spiritual. I'm going to fix him. You know what? I'm going to pray like I want to pray. I'm going to walk like I want to walk and shout like I want to shout. You know, hallelujah. You see? Hallelujah. Well, if you can do it in righteousness, okay. Hallelujah. if you can. Thank you, Lord. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now you tell me, with all that we know, and we still show up and mock and nonchalant, and see what I'm saying? We won't even consider that, will we? Well, that we do that because we're in darkness. That's darkness. If you show up here to mock, huh? To hear and not do, that's darkness. That means the truth is hidden. That means you get no benefit, no light with what God is dishing out. Even though you're here, you're not a partaker. Y'all know the answer to that? Well, you know, we received all our stuff from Brother Stair. If you did, you would have no problem with what I'm saying. You're just a liar. See? You're just a liar. But I hear the spirits. Yeah, they lie. That's what they say. Oh, yeah, Brother Stair did all this for us. Well, you know what? Yeah, we don't do Brother Stair justice.
No.
No. No. No. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you know, it's the same. We put it in any realm. You know, we don't do well toward Jesus. You know who mostly give Jesus a bad name? His people. What? Here's what he said about his people. Y'all know we're his people? He said we outdo the heathen.
Absolutely.
See? And so it is. Yeah, our sins are different than the world. They have no light.
Amen.
You see the difference? They have no light. When we sin, we sin, you know, knowing. I mean, actually knowing. Being empowered.
Thank you, Lord.
Or if they can be forgiven, but yeah. Otherwise, we couldn't be saved. But you know, while we're railing on the faggots and the drunks and the gluttons, our sin's worse.
Amen.
Y'all don't know that? But much of Christianity is railing on the abortionist. Yeah, come on. On the faggots. On the crooked politicians. And that's not our business. Yeah, we do worse than they. Absolutely. I imagine you get one of them upright Southern men and they come in here, they probably give more honor and respect than some of us do. Absolutely. I know, yeah, I gave more honor to my old man. Huh? Anybody been in the military, they gave honor. I'm not asking anybody. Absolutely. Hallelujah. When the officer passed by, we didn't ask him how he was baptized. No. No, no, no. We did. You're a Republican or Democrat? Yes, sir. That's how we did. Yeah. I do know. Shame on y'all. Shame on y'all. Didn't you salute them officers, brother? Absolutely. Hallelujah. We're going to salute our Lord. We do that in our obedience, our submission. That's how we honor him. Just showing up and, you know, acting contrary is not good enough. I know some of y'all trying to put on your false humility. Remember, it's false. And the true God has nothing to do with it. Huh? Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Give honor to whom honor is due, tribute to whom tribute is due. Now, since we're children of the light, I guess we just say, well, God, this is all you need. I ain't giving nothing else. Just you take that and be satisfied with it. No? Thank you, Brother Edward. Thank you, Brother Edward. That's exactly what we do. Thank you, Lord. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Hallelujah. Them that love him, or they that wait for him, they that love his appearing, they're all the same. See how we make sure that we understand that it's all the same. Hallelujah. I don't steal the rock joy, but I steal the habanero. See what I'm saying? No good. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. So them that love him, those are the ones that have a crown of righteousness laid up. Them that love his appearing, they that wait for him, they that trust in him, they that love him. Of course, all of this is because of what he gives. How can I make that plain? Whatever God requires is what he gives us. And we acknowledge that he's given it to us when we give it to him. When we hold back, we lie on God. He said, I got this myself. And you don't have no part in this, God. Yeah, for me and the grandkids. No? Thank you, sister. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you sure talk strange, Pastor Rice. Well, we renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. You're the number one deceiver is you.
Thank you, Lord.
When we hear and do not, what does the Bible say about that? Thank you, sister. They won't even tell us. See, I guess they, well, I won't say it, I won't be deceived. If we hear the word and do it not, then we deceive ourselves. That's what it said. All right? And if it wasn't for grace, we'd have an excuse. But we don't have an excuse. You know what God said about his grace? Well, who do you want me to believe? You are God. Hallelujah. So then I say we are well able. Hallelujah. We can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth us. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Wading through deep waters, you know. Hallelujah. I guess if I was an angel, this wouldn't be a press. But since I'm no wretched man, I'd press. I don't want to complain, though. I do believe what I'm saying. The treasures of this world will rot and fade away. Violence will increase. Hallelujah. Let's revisit this corruption, misuse of authority for private or personal gain. All right. Hallelujah. We don't have to continue in that, though. We whatever we do, we can do it unto the Lord. I mean, that's the standard. And there's no corruption in that. Hallelujah. No corruption in that. You live unto the Lord. You die unto the Lord. You suffer unto the Lord. If you cook unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, what about when we do wicked? We can't do that unto the Lord. We have no authority. Not for that. Not for that. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. We need to build on the rock. Thank you, Lord. Well, how do you say that, Lord? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, Kevin, you doing all right today? No doubt, no doubt. You listen to what I'm saying? All right. We got your testimony. Hallelujah. One time, Brother Kevin said, the Lord is with you. I believe that. Said he'd never leave us. Hallelujah. But I believe that this was a confession. This is how I take it. That the Lord is working in you. That you know, this isn't Pastor Rice, it's the Lord. That's how I take it. How he meant it, I don't know. The other thing that one said to me is, looked at me with wonder, and he said, Pastor Rice is dead.
Amen.
See? I won't tell you who said it, but he's not here. Hallelujah. It's the truth, though. And should be true with you. So we can be alive unto God. Reckon yourselves to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. I'm going to get to the end. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My little children, love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let's worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Paul said, wherefore we have come unto you, even I, Paul. We would have come unto you, even I, Paul, once and again, but Satan hindered us. He's our hinderer, but he can't stop us. He said, what is our hope or joy? What is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? The peak of our rejoicing. Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? When we'll be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. That's the coup de grace. Hallelujah. Our crown of rejoicing. Our joy and crown. Thank you, Lord. For ye are our glory and joy. Ye are our glory and joy. The saints, the called of God, the redeemed and the sanctified. Glory, glory. The apple of his eye. For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God again for you? For all the joy wherewith we joy for your sakes before our God. And this is a righteous working. Hallelujah. Yeah, we rejoice and joy to see our brother walking in the light. I have no greater joy than know that my children walk in the truth. Hallelujah. So don't y'all rejoice when I preach? Well, I rejoice when you receive it. I have no greater joy than to see y'all walk in this truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Night and day praying exceedingly that we might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith. Hallelujah. So this operation is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. We shouldn't find any occasion to oppose this divine operation, should we? Is it a divine operation? Well, you're here, aren't you? That's a divine operation. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a divine operation. Thank you, Lord. Oh, you have eyes to see, ears to hear, heart. Divine operation. You've tasted of the power of the Holy Ghost, of the world to come, divine operation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you. And the Lord make you to increase and abound in love. Oh, let's not go the wrong way. We don't want to hold grudges. We want to abound in love. The two are opposites now. Hallelujah. We abound in love one toward another. Even more. Even as we do toward you. Thank you, Father. To the end that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness. Not morality. In holiness. God is holy. We are his holy people. Standing on holy ground. Hallelujah. With a blessed hope. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. They're all going to get a crown, you know. Hallelujah. When the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, a bright, shiny crown. 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you. Holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Hallelujah. Glory, glory unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. He will sanctify you wholly. He will preserve you. Glory to his name. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. You know, hallelujah, the book is not a fable. This one, the Holy Bible, it's not. There's one over there, not fabled. Now, if we aren't careful, our intellectual minds will try to cast doubt on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. How'd you get this far? By the work of the flesh? I see. By the hearing of faith? Well, well, well. We're going to be made perfect. Be by the hearing of faith. Everybody understand? Hallelujah. Yeah, that's one of the enemy's deceptions. Yeah, it is. I've got something to reveal to you. That's how he did Eve. Yes, he did. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. That's how, you know, all these... what do you call them? Sororities and dark organizations. They have secrets, you know. See, they copy after God. He has secrets. And if you know those secrets, you have everything. This is truth with God. These other guys are just lying. The secrets that the Masons have won't do nothing but take you to hell. Name them. Praise the Lord. They've got plenty of them. Thank you, Lord. There's just lies upon lies. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. But the natural man can't know it. Yeah, the things of God are hidden so far in Christ, the natural man cannot find them. Hallelujah. Now, these guys, if you bring them the money and you bow down to them, they'll keep dangling the carrot in front of you. Hallelujah. And you'll be ever learning, never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Thank you, Lord. How about skull and bones? Same. Bunch of foolishness. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. This is the truth. Hallelujah. I speak the truth in Christ and lie not. I speak nothing for you to be offended of. You should rejoice in this truth. Hallelujah. When we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Eyewitness of his majesty. That means the glory of the Lord. We too have attained unto knowing the glory of the Lord. That's why I can't see our long faces and our lethargy. Huh? You understand that? It's just contrary. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, he cometh with clouds. Every eye shall see him. And they also which pierced him. And all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Revelation 22:20, he which testifieth these things says, surely I come quickly. I always like to emphasize that. He said, I come quickly. Now, what does that mean? See what I mean? Did he lie there or did he not lie? Now, at the end of the book said, behold, I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, you know what happens when we move off the mark. Well, my Lord delayeth his coming. And what comes with that is misuse of the brother, misuse of the sister. You know, we bite and devour and beat one another and grudge one another. These things equal. Well, you know, he's not coming quickly. You know, when I, you know, fill up my lust, he'll come. And, you know, but not quickly. Well, we have time for this. Huh? Well, what does it mean to redeem the time if we have time to do all the other stuff? And either one's true or they're not both true. Redeem the time means we don't have time for the other stuff. They didn't have time. No, these disciples, these eyewitnesses, they spent their lives for Jesus. Absolutely. They didn't say, well, you know, he's not coming in my lifetime and so I'm going to lay out at the beach and go surfing and, you know, and eat ice cream every day. They didn't do that. Huh? What'd they do? They forsook all. Lay their lives down. And their lives were hit with Christ and God. The disciples, I don't know about all, but some had, well, they all had to have some family. They might not have wives, but they had family. Peter had a wife, but he dropped her. Yes, I read it now. He followed Jesus. She wasn't tagging along with Peter. Absolutely not. If any man come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. I'm just preaching it in truth and with power. With, you know, but when they preach it, it has no power. First of all, they don't believe it. And they don't live it. And they don't endeavor to live it. They just endeavor to preach it. Now, we don't want to be like that. We want to love his appearing.
Yes.
That's what he put in us. Yeah, we didn't get that from the flesh. We didn't get that from the carnal. Grandpappy didn't give you that. Huh? But my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. So let us savor the things to be of God. This love for his appearing. Huh? This love for our neighbor. Love for him. All these good things we got from God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Ain't God good?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. You know, there's a spirit that says, you know, if we could just, you know, find something else. Pastor Rice, he preached the same thing every day. I don't want to change from that. I preach Jesus. But the Mars Hill Bunch, they were the folk who, they loved knowledge. And they had a bunch of gods. Yes, they did. They were intrigued with them. They looked for new things.
Hmm?
You know, the Greek, they love knowledge. And the Jews, they like science. Ah, how about that? If the Greek that were born Greek couldn't find him, why would I go to the Greek? I'm not making, huh? Well, you talk about the Greek. Yeah, I do. As long as I live, I'm going to do that. I'm going to renounce that excrement. Absolutely. Greek won't help you. English won't help you. Absolutely not. Huh? Hallelujah. Yeah. We'll boldly say the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, that's like leaning to your own understanding. We have all that we need.
Amen.
Absolutely. Yeah, in fact, the stuff we need, we throw it away while we're looking for something else. Huh? I think we've looked at it every way about this. I mean, if the Greek couldn't find him and we learn Greek, we won't find him. Natural branches? I see. Well, well, well. You know what happened to them? Well, you know why? And the admonition is take heed. Huh? Lest you also be cut off. So again, we go back to the fight of faith. It's ongoing. Yeah, there's no timeouts in this war. You might be slowful, but the devil, he keeps going. You know why? He knows that he has a short time. Huh? Well, when the Lord said, I come quickly, the devil believe it. Huh? Yeah. How you know? I read it in the book. It said the devil knoweth that he hath but a short time. Hallelujah. Behold, I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Is our prayer. Come and save us. Come with a recompense. Get us ready, Lord. Perfect that which concerns us. Hallelujah. Who's going to pray for us today? Brother Edward, are you going to pray? I help him, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, thank you again. Thank you again, our Lord God, that you see fit in your mercy and grace, Lord God, to remind us of who we are, where we are, and what is expected of us, Lord. Father, I'm reminded of the scripture that says something like fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. And Lord, I apply that to myself because, Father God, I think when you brought us here, you brought us out of the world. And we kind of thought, well, that's it. And now we're being admonished strongly that that's not enough. The requirement is still the same, all.
Amen, brother.
And now we're kind of surprised seems like, because it's being required of us, what we've professed with our mouths.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Lord, my prayer is help us, Lord God. Help us to live the life that we speak about.
Let it be, Lord.
Help us to live the life that we profess. Help us to live the life that we pray about, Lord God. That we be found in truth, waiting for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, thank you for these reminders, Lord. Thank you for this, Lord. Help us to do it, because it has to be done. We have to give all. We bless you for it, Father. We believe in you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for praying for us, brother. All right. Yeah, the admonition to follow Jesus Christ is paramount. We have to follow him. Hallelujah. We have to give up everything, lay down our lives, and actually follow him. That means that by his divine power, even though you don't speak Greek, he can tell you what to do. Whether you are layman, whether you're a brother, whether you're a sister, he has a way to tell you where to go. Yes, he does. Now, as you yield to him, as you submit to him, then you can go. Huh? Who knows where he might start you, like Brother Edward, like myself. You know, I didn't start out with overcoming ministry, but I did start out submitting to a man of God. I did. And that's what's required of everybody. The Lord didn't deceive me. It was my obedience that taught me. And we have to have someone to be obedient to. You said be obedient to God. Well, he's the one that said be obedient. Come on now. Don't play footsie. Yeah. God is the one that said obey them that have the rule. So if you're going to be obedient to God, then there it is. Point in case. But I'm pointing out how valuable the submission is. That's what say that God is God. And submission is actually submission. There's no way you cannot submit to anybody and say you submit to God. There's no way that you can not love your brother and say that you love God. See how wise God is? And of course, we submit, but to God. Yeah, we love, but we love God. Well, God said, that's not the case. That's not the case. And it doesn't matter who the man is, how it is. If you submit to him in the righteousness of God, God will lead you to righteousness. Absolutely. I'm a witness. Yeah, we don't want to lead ourselves. Yeah, that won't get us to where we need to go. All right. Lord bless you. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Hallelujah.